you would be surprised how this area will just come alive in a few minutes.
Chris Hunter is our Salado naturalist.
Well, I would encourage you to look out the window here to see what kind of wildlife you can view. You may see not only birds, but chipmunks and a frog sunning itself.
Granted, this may not look like your typical backyard, but if you're up for a project, here you go. Plus, it's one more example of how the great outdoors can begin at your doorstep.
Well, the great thing about backyard wildlife habitat, such as putting out a bird feeder or a bird bath, is that you never know what you're going to find. If you look closely, you'll see different things. You might see a bird hiding up in the trees. You might even see a lizard or even a squirrel hiding under a grouping of flowers, and you might dash out and grab a seed and run back.
Backyard habitat is like habitat anywhere. You'll find four basic things: food, water, shelter, and space.
And these are all things that you can do in your own backyard. In fact, we even have a backyard wildlife habitat program. We have a little kit that's available. You can buy it at the front desk, and it gives you all kinds of easy ways to create habitat.
Never underestimate what you can do for wildlife, even if you only provide water. Water is something all critters need every day.
If you put hummingbird feeders up, ruby-throated hummingbirds are just gorgeous to watch. There's dozens of different birds that you could attract. It's a fun hobby, and it'll make your yard more attractive.
Kentucky's authority on songbirds is a man named Brainerd Palmer Ball. Maybe you've read his books. If you'd like to hear what he has to say, press the pound key on your Animal Tracks wand. Now,